Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. The hardest part about marketing is not so much knowing what to do. It's not the tactics. That's not the real challenge here. The real challenge is knowing what to say. It's knowing how to craft a message that's going to speak to your target client, get their attention, and pull them into a conversation. That's the real challenge here, because that requires empathy. And empathy is tough. It's just really hard for us as human beings to empathize with other people. Part of the reason for that is because we're so caught up in our own world that it's hard for us to step outside of our heads and into somebody else's shoes, because we're preoccupied with our own goals, our own desires, our own problems and frustrations. Now, we don't really have the mental wherewithal to step outside of all of that, put that aside, and see the world from somebody else's perspective. But for marketing, that's absolutely critical. If you don't see the world from your client's perspective, if you can't step into their shoes and step into their heads, then you're not going to craft a message that'll get their attention. Now, I've got a really simple exercise that you can try on to help develop some of that empathy for your client, and it'll only take about 5 minutes of your time. What I want you to do is take out a sheet of paper. And well, as long as you're not driving or, you know, washing the dishes or something like that, but if you're at a desk and you have access to pen and paper, take out a sheet of paper and draw a matrix. Draw one line down the middle, top to bottom, and then one line across the middle, left to right. And so you'll end up with a matrix with four quadrants. And then starting from the top left, going clockwise, label the quadrants as follows. Top left is frustrations. Top right is wants. Bottom left is fears. Bottom right is desires. I didn't really go clockwise, but you get the point. Frustrations and wants at the top, and then fears and desires at the bottom. Now, here's a really simple empathy exercise that I think in about 5 minutes of time will drastically improve the way that you empathize with your target client. At the top, we're going to do frustrations and wants first. And frustrations and wants are immediate. They're in the now. They're what your client is currently experiencing with regards to the problem that you solve. So frustrations are my immediate day-to-day pain points. So I'll give you some examples for my clients. Their frustrations are things like, I don't know where my next client or my next deal is coming from, and that makes me very anxious. Their frustrations are things like the revenue roller coaster. Some months are high, some months are low. I don't know how much I'm making this month or next month, so it's hard for me to plan my business and my life. Their frustrations are things like balancing client service and marketing. You know, I've got marketing is great, but when it works, then I sign new clients. When I sign new clients, I have to service those clients, and then I don't have time for marketing, and it's like this vicious cycle that I just can't get out of. Their frustrations are things like knowing which tactics are going to work in marketing. Like they don't like trying things that aren't going to work, and that's a real pain point for them. So those are some examples. I would come up with about 3 to 5 really strong frustrations that your client is struggling with right now on a day-to-day basis. Then on the right side at the top, so we're now in the top right quadrant, we want to write down their wants. What does the client want? Now, if you get the frustrations right, then this part's actually pretty easy because it's simply the flip side of the frustrations. So instead of the client is frustrated because they don't know where the next deal or the next client is going to come from, what they want is they want a consistent inflow of leads. They want leads coming in the door day in and day out, week in and week out. So they don't need to worry about it. And they know that if they need to increase revenue, they'll have a pipeline of clients who are waiting to do business with them just right there, you know, for the taking. And instead of, you know, the revenue roller coaster as a frustration that they're experiencing, what they want is they want stable revenue, stable cash flow. It's, you know, every month it's either consistent or it's going up, but it's not going down. It's not going through these valleys and troughs and creating this unpredictability. And, you know, things like higher fees is another one. What they want is higher fees. They want to charge more for their services so they can increase revenue without increasing their time. So those are some examples of wants. So top of the matrix is frustrations and wants in the immediate. The bottom of the matrix is fears and desires. So now these are about the future. So fears are things that will happen or things that may come true if the problem that you solve is not resolved here and now. They are the consequences of the problem that you solve. And desires are things that will happen if the problem that you solve is addressed. They are the positive consequences. So fears, in my case, are things like, you know, I'm going to be stuck at this level forever. Whatever level of business I'm at right now, I'm going to be stuck here forever, and I'm never going to get out of this this kind of paradigm. It's things like, I'm not going to have a life outside of work. You know, I'm busy serving clients. I got to do the marketing. I got to do the business development. I got to talk to prospects. It's like, say goodbye to a life. Like, you know, my kids aren't going to know me. They're going to grow up and they're going to say, my father was always at work. My relationships are going to suffer, and so on and so forth. I'm not going to be able to build a truly successful business. I'm going to continue to struggle, and that's going to take a toll on my health and my well-being and my, you know, my mental health and so on and so forth. So those are some fears. And then desires are things like, well, you know, I'm going to build a business that I can really be proud of. Like, I'm going to build a business that, you know, my spouse and my kids and my parents and my friends and my family, everyone's going to be proud of me for building a business like this. I'm going to create freedom and flexibility in my life. I'm not going to be a slave to just like putting in the time and grinding out work just to make a dollar. I'm going to create freedom and flexibility so that I can do what I want with my time. And I'm going to work with amazing clients who pay me what I'm truly worth because they appreciate the work. So those are some examples of desires. Now, I think if you spend 5 minutes doing this, what's going to happen is you're going to have a much clearer picture of what your target client is experiencing here and now, their frustrations and their wants, and what they're looking to avoid in the fears and achieve in the desires. And look, this is a working document. Take a stab at it. I think you probably have enough experience dealing with your target clients to do this once, but then keep coming back to it. Every time you have a conversation with somebody, come back to this and add in whatever you learned, whatever you discovered. Over time, you're going to develop a really, really clear picture. So when it comes time to writing an email or writing a blog post or recording a video or posting a LinkedIn status update, you're not going to struggle with, wow, what are they struggling with? What's on their minds? You know, what are they dealing with? Because you're going to know exactly what they're dealing with because you put in the time to get inside their heads, get inside their shoes, and begin to see the world from their perspective. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.